Jaguars rookie quarterback Blake Bortles couldn't have written a script for his football life any more perfectly than it's unfolded. There's just no way he could have predicted that his performance as a junior would lift Central Florida all the way to a Fiesta Bowl victory, and that he would end up the number 3 pick in the NFL draft, playing 2 hours from home.
It's unbelievable to have this, you know, work out the way it did. For one, being, you know, the Florida team that I rooted for in the Jags, to have the opportunity to come play here and then to have it be 2 hours away is awesome.
Is Blake there? Hey, Blake, Dave called with the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Bortles was genuinely surprised when Dave Caldwell rang his phone on draft night.
I had no idea where I was going to go, you know, 1 or 100, had no clue. And when, you know, my phone rang and it was a 904 number, you know, I knew that was Jacksonville, and just hoping to God it wasn't some friend I had messing with me from Jacksonville.
Blake was hoping because of all the places he could have played, this was the one he felt best about.
I told my mom after I had gone on all the visits, she said, where do you want to go? Where do you think you'll go? I said, I'd love to go to Jacksonville. I felt like I fit in there. I felt like I had such a great connection with the coaches. It was easy to talk to them. If I could pick where I wanted to go and who I wanted to play for, it was the Jacksonville Jaguars and their coaching staff.
Now comes the hard part, getting ready to play. But it's not as hard as it could have been. Dave Caldwell and Gus Bradley took care of that by re-signing Chad Henne and then declaring him the starter on the same night they drafted Blake. Bortles appreciates the chance to learn without the stress of being the man from day one.
I think there's so many times that guys come into the league as, you know, first-round quarterbacks, and there's so much pressure put on them. And I think it really ruins a lot of guys' confidence. And there's not a lot of times that they, you know, rebound from that. So I think being in a stress-free environment where all you have to worry about is getting better, I've never been in, you know, a pressure situation. You know, this is the only situation I've been in as a rookie quarterback, and I wouldn't trade it for any other one.
Bortles will shadow Henne, literally. He plans to get to the stadium when Chad arrives to watch film with him and pick his brain. He'll also take him golfing at a dinner if that's what it takes to glean as much information as he can from the veteran's experience. Both men understand the situation and can appreciate what it means to them. Some fans and media, though, do not, and the question of when the rookie plays lingers.
I mean, I say all I'm doing right now is trying to get better. When it happens, it happens. I'll continue to compete every day. I'll continue to, have the mindset and prepare like I'm the starter, but I know my role, and I know that I'm not the starter, but, I'm going to practice like I am and take every single rep that I get like it's a game rep and I'm the starter.
It's easy to see why Gus and Dave picked the even-keeled Bortles as their guy. He knows who he is and what he needs to do to become the quarterback of the future. He also appreciates how special this opportunity is so close to home without allowing it to cloud his focus on what's to come.
It's awesome. You know, I think to be able to sit down and say, you know, this is what I've done in my life, this is where I'm at right now, you know, I think it's definitely a great feeling, but there's so many other things that I want to accomplish and be a part of continues to, I continue to think about those things. And how much more I feel that I want to accomplish in my life.
For Jaguars.com, I'm Brian Sexton.